Let's go first to 1 Thessalonians. And we'll start there today with our lesson. Chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Reading just one part there. But notice he said, in everything give thanks. And now we know we take this to understand we don't thank God for everything, but in the midst of everything, we give thanks. We don't thank God for sickness and trouble and difficulty, but in the midst of it, we thank God, amen, that God in the midst of all that is still helping us and blessing us and using some of those circumstances. So he says, for this is the will of God. Lord, what's your will for me? Give thanks. Start there. We're trying to find out, Lord, what big plan do you have for me and what blessings and what money and what things you're going to. But start here. Give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So then we'll start there. Now today, we'll continue the lesson here in Colossians chapter 1. So turn there. We'll read from verses 9 through 14, but I'm going to highlight the last two verses there. So this, in fact, is a prayer. It's a prayer that Paul is sharing with the Colossians and to all of us through Scripture. And this is a really good thing to read to see how to pray, what to pray for, how to pray for people. And so Paul here says in Colossians 1 and 9, if you can read it with me, if you can see the screen, so we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power, so as you have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people, to live in the light, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Oh, that's so good right there. This is New Living Translation, so I should have said that. Now, we're focusing here on verses 12, 13, and 14. And this is a marvelous prayer. Again, just read that in different versions of the Bible. Get it in your heart, because this is how you pray for one another. Amen. But he says here, always thanking the Father who has enabled us, empowered us to share an inheritance that belongs to his people. There's so much to rejoice here and to thank God for, because I want you to see that because Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. When you really understand what Thanksgiving does, then you'll appreciate why we should do it more. And anytime you see the expression of being thankful, when Paul uses the words, whoever says it throughout the Bible says, you know, give thanks, those words are not just fillers. You know, a filler sometimes like this. People sometimes, you talk to some people, and every other word they say, well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How you doing? Praise the Lord. I'm going down, praise the Lord, to the market, praise the Lord. I'm going to buy some shoes, praise the Lord. Now, that's just fillers. People ought to just not use words of God as fillers. So when the Bible says, give thanks and be thankful, it really means that. Paul is saying we ought to actually give thanks. Not just say, you know, well, Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. No, give thanks. Live the lifestyle. And because Thanksgiving is very special. We read last week in the first lesson in the series about the peace offering, that the first mention of Thanksgiving in the Bible in Leviticus is about a peace offering. And a peace offering was a very special offering that was voluntary. Most things Israel did was mandated and commanded and law, but the peace offering was different. It was a voluntary offering that they would give. It would make one of their animals or some bread, flour. They would just, because they were thankful or got a breakthrough or something happened good, they just go and ask the priest for permission. Can I come in here and give God this offering? And he said, offer it with thanksgiving. Whatever you bring in. He says the offering, in fact, was thanksgiving. So they brought the animal, they brought the bread, but the actual offering was thanksgiving. You got that? Well, that's where today we find the Hebrews writer talks about. We offer the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That's how we operate today. It's all voluntary. There's no law, no legalism. We want to worship God. We want to serve God. We want to come in the house of God and worship and serve. Amen? So that's why we want to see that this Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. It's the way we should live. We don't just give thanks over a meal, say grace or whatever, which is important to do that. We don't just thank God for a baby dedication or thank God for a new car. We just thank God for everything. We said to you last time, Thanksgiving comes from peace, and peace leads to Thanksgiving. Think about that. You thank God because there's a level of peace in your life. There's something God has done. He has stilled a storm. He has removed some barriers, some confusion. I mean, you thank God for some level of peace. You got, you know, being healed brings peace. When you receive a blessing financially, it brings some peace. I mean, Thanksgiving comes from some peace. But then again, but peace leads to what? Thanksgiving. Again, it's a lifestyle. Say lifestyle. One serves the other. Amen. Say it again. Say Thanksgiving comes from peace, and peace leads to Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. So what happens is this. Giving thanks opens your heart and mind to God and to his supply quicker than anything else. Get a hold of that. It's all throughout the Bible. Giving thanks opens your heart and mind to God and to his supply quicker than anything else. You could try complaining about, well, I don't have this, I don't have that, they didn't give me this. You can blame Reagan and Obama and Trump, whoever we blame. But tell you something, you stop all that and start thanking God and stop trying to find out who's messing me up, who's in my way, what's in my way, you know what I'm saying? You know, looking for conspiracy theories and all this kind of stuff, trying to find something, somebody, some spirit. Just leave all that alone and start thanking God. Watch what happens. Because thanking God will open your mind, it'll open your spirit, it'll open the resources of God to you quicker than anything else. Listen, you can literally thank and praise your way into blessings. Because listen, there are things you won't even see or be aware of until you begin to rejoice and give thanks. Because as long as we're angry and complaining, it just shuts down a whole creative part of God in our lives. You know, it just shuts down a whole part of ourselves. That the best we have, the things in our heart, in our spirit, do not come out through complaining. Does not come out through worrying and fussing. Amen? It comes out through thanksgiving, through giving God thanks. Is that clear? Amen. And that was the idea behind giving the peace offering way back when. That God was training the people, don't just come in here because I told you, because you need something, or you messed up. You can come because you wanted to say, because you was thankful, because I'm already blessing you. And just come bring an offering. Amen? Giving thanks is so essential for us. And so the Bible there said, the text we read, it said that, again, Paul said, always thanking God, the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people and who live in the light. Oh, my goodness. And say inheritance. Inheritance. Say light. That's what you gain through thanking God. inheritance, which is like things, everything needed. Light, which obviously is the opposite of darkness. And think about that. Now, we know this is true. We know that thanking God and receiving inheritance and living in the light, all that is true because of the opposite. Look at Romans chapter 1. Here's the opposite effect of people who do not thank God. This is a strong verse. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. That says it all right there, doesn't it? That, see here, I mean, how sad is it for someone to look up at the sky, you know, and the sun in the morning and the moon at night, and just, you know, the weather, seasons changing, and I mean, this creation itself and people and animals and birds and things, and look at that and think, wow, what a marvel of random chance that is. Isn't that amazing? It all just kind of fell together all by itself. Natural selection, evolution. Isn't that something? People actually think that? I mean, the Bible says that his invisible attributes are clearly seen and understood by the things that are made. Well, now this, you know, I'm preaching to the choir now. I know this. But here's the problem, though. When people don't recognize God and what he's doing and are not thankful, they become futile and vain, empty in their thoughts. Even smart people are empty-headed. Amen. Where it concerns God, okay? And their foolish heart was darkened. 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 Darkness is in the lives of people who won't recognize God or give thanks to God. And then worse, they profess to be wise, they became fools. Now listen, y'all, it's not that these people are evil or upstanding and rich and prosperous, but the fact is, you know, we can have all that and still be in the dark. Lost. Amen. I mean, spiritually dumb as a box of rocks with all that money and degrees and everything else. And so that's why we want to give, that's why the Bible, Paul said what he said, that we have this inheritance in the light. And thanksgiving opens you up to everything God has. And thanksgiving keeps you in the light. Well, light, you know, if you've ever been in pitch blackness, you know how good light is, amen? I told you my story often, growing up in my dad's house and being downstairs in the basement, and the light went off, and it was like really dark. It was like pitch black down there. I'm talking about, it was nighttime, but there's a small windows around it, but it was weird, you know. And it's a small basement, but it's a lot of stuff down there. You know, it's pretty dangerous walking around with no light. I grew up in that little basement, you know, upstairs. Now I knew this house. But when the light went off, I didn't know what to do. I mean, because I knew how much stuff was down there. You could easily, you know, hurt yourself. All I'm saying is, and those who, you know, as you go out in the country, say, now listen, we city slickers, we've never seen darkness, you know. We ain't never seen darkness. Now, I remember visiting family one time down in Tennessee, and it was dark one night, and it was like show enough dark. I mean, with no city lights and no moon, it was show enough dark, okay? We never had that. It was quiet, too. It was quiet. Where's all that noise? There's no noise out there. Crickets and things like that. But that's all a person will have without thanking God. Even a believer, you won't become lost by not thanking God, but you'll lose a lot. You'll miss a lot of what God has by not having a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Amen. I mean, it's one thing to not know, but to know and not practice in some ways is worse. Yeah. To have access to something and not even get into it, I mean, for it to be available and to miss it, that's pretty bad. To have things of God available and not even be able to experience it for a lack of light, a lack of insight, revelation. All the points of that prayer we just read from Paul are all rooted in that thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the key to all those blessings operating in a believer's life. So we don't want to have anything to do with Romans 1 and 20, those folks. No, we're not going to be among those people. Although they knew God, they did not glorify God. Actually, I'm wondering, are these believers backslidden folk? But certainly I think the context more is those they knew God, they know there is a God. You know, people generally know there's God. But if a person does know God, even a Christian, moreover, if we know and do not glorify him as God, nor are thankful, then futility, emptiness, enters the mind. All right, move on. So let's thank God for the fact that we have inheritance, we have light, and we live in that light. Now, the Bible says this, that man was made lower, a little lower than Elohim. But the word Elohim is God's, God. So we're actually made lower than God. We're made in God's image and likeness. That means we're lower than God. Amen. But so what that says is that we are in the God class of being, meaning that we have self-will. We can determine, we can decide, we can do things, we can create, we can hurt and destroy. I mean, we have a lot of the attributes of God without being God. And that when you possess that type of nature and do not point all that back to God, that is a dangerous person, amen, who has all this ability from God and will not give it to God, won't submit that to God. And a lot of things have happened in our world in history and recently from people, again, all made in God's image, who've done things to other people, destroyed nations, did genocide, invented machines to destroy because they were made a little lower than God. And some of these folk did not give God praise and thanks. And so when a genius person, let's say, who has all the money in the world, let's say, if a person like that who has access to everything they need, everybody they need, a person like that who doesn't honor and worship God can do a lot of damage in the world. Right? They can do a lot of damage because they are taking everything they got and using it in the dark. So thank God for the light. Amen. Say thank God for the light. Thank God we are in the light. And what we want is that bright light of God shining into our lives. We want to be thankful so that the light of God, the inheritance of God, is always coming towards us. And we're always operating in that light, in that grace. Amen? I mean, God's light, light itself is a curious thing. We know what light is, naturally speaking. But there's a spiritual light that speaks of a lot of things. I mean, God's presence. And I mean, even when God created everything back in the book of Genesis, way back when, before there was a sun, there was light. There was light before there was sun, a sunlight. So God himself is light, amen? He himself is light. And his presence is light. When Moses went up and to get the law with God in the mountain and came back down, the Bible said his face was shining. His face was shining. He had been in God's presence until somehow he absorbed whatever, and he came down shining. And it was so much until he put a veil over his face. He had to cover his face up so the people wouldn't be afraid to look at it. Now, that's weird, y'all. That's weird. That's strange. But the light of God is like that. It's just something that's beyond what you can comprehend. But then we need to live in that light. Whatever it is, we need to live in that light. It is real. Whether you can see it always or not, the light of God is real. And that light comes to people who are worshiping, who are being thankful to God. Amen? You know, you've been around people. I've experienced this. You know, we're going to prisons, and of course, I don't go as much as Minister Bertha and Minister Epps, but, you know, they see darkness up in there. You see darkness in these places sometimes. And it's very clear when it comes through, you know. Now, women's prison is different than some of these men's prisons, I'll tell you right now, because guys are way more deep than women, seem like. I've been with Pastor Bumpus, and I've seen dudes like, dang, dude, that's really weird over there, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, Pastor Bumpus said, don't go over there. He don't go over there, you know what I'm saying? Now, he's not afraid, it's just that, you know, you don't deal with people all the time. Because people who are in deep darkness, you can't even talk to them. You can't talk to them. You can't reason with them. Don't play with people. Because darkness is not to be played with. Amen. Even when you have the light. Amen. So all it says to us is this. I'm not trying to scare you, I'm saying this. You walk in the light. Because I have seen, not recently, but I've seen one person comes to mind, a believer who got into darkness. No, two guys come to mind. Who got into darkness. And one brother who was a minister fell into darkness and be compromised and kept compromising and wouldn't do right and wouldn't thank God and just got worse and worse and worse. And it got so bad, he wound up, we found him one day in trying to find some crack. We went looking for him. And we know where he visited, we frequented, and we went, it wasn't going up the street there in the dark, trying to get some crack. We flashed the lights. Hey, man, what are you doing, man? We just chased him down, brought him back. He kept going back out there. Wound up being a three-time loser in terms of prison. I mean, loser in terms of, you know, they call that people go to prison more, three times. But now God did finally help him. Maybe he finally got a break. It took a long time, you know, but he finally got out and stayed out. And he got back into the light, by the way. I mean, the whole thing was when he got himself back into the light, began serving Christ and worshiping and praising God, that darkness left his life. As far as I know, he's still in the light. I hope he is. Amen. I haven't seen him in a long time. So, you know, I'm telling you, even as a believer, this stuff is nothing to play with. You know, crack cocaine, that kind of stuff, that there are things you can get into that once you do it, it just takes you. It takes you. You don't manage it, it manages you. A lot of things like that, but crack is one of them, you know what I'm saying? So listen, you know, you don't lose any time, you don't waste any time giving God some thanks. It might not make any sense to people. It don't have to make sense to people. You just got to go ahead and do it, amen? Give God some thanks. Now, he says here in Colossians 1:13, he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. Say rescued. 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 You ever faced a danger such as a near miss while driving? That happens to all of us. Or some other situation that could have ended badly? We've all been through that. What's the first thing you said? Jesus, thank you. You know, even the rank sinner going to say thank you. When he escapes trouble. The fact is, we are all escapees. We're like runaway slaves, amen? We got out, amen? We got out. We climbed the wall. We broke through. We have been rescued from what? The kingdom of darkness. We got out. We made it over. I mean, think for a moment what your life would be like had you not been rescued by Jesus. Even you nice people, like my wife and Bertha, People like y'all need a rescue too, amen? Need a rescue too. Because even nice won't save your soul. But thank God we have, he said, we have been rescued from the kingdom of darkness. Here's a song I heard as a kid by Mahalia Jackson. A song called How I Got Over. And we sang that at my granddad's Baptist church, and I looked it up, listened to it on YouTube last night. It's not my style of music, but the message is strong. And plus, in that era, black folk were literally having to be rescued, amen, from things. I mean, it was treacherous, some folk back then. But words of the song said this. It says, how I got over, how did I make it over? You know my soul looked back and wonder, how did I make it over? Tell me how I got over, Lord. Had a mighty hard time coming on over. You know my soul looked back and wonder how I got over. Tell me how I got over, Lord. I've been falling and rising all these years. But you know my soul looked back and wonder how did I make it over. But as soon as I see Jesus, the man that died for me, the man that bled and suffered, he hung on Calvary. And I want to thank him for how he brought me. I want to thank God for how he taught me. I want to thank God for how he kept me. I'm going to thank him because he never left me. See how it ended? Thanks. 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 Thanksgiving to God is a lifestyle. Thanksgiving is what helps you and brings you over. Because Thanksgiving opens your heart and your mind to everything God has, to his grace, to his resources, the inheritance, all the things we have in light become available to us when we thank God. Amen? Then he said, he rescued us from the darkness, kingdom of darkness, and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. Say, transferred. Transferred. You ever had experience of being transferred in some way? Transferred to something better, transferred from something bad or mediocre to something really good. I mean, transferred from one place to another. In fact, last month I traveled to Raleigh, North Carolina to be a part of Pastor Jerry Williams and their anniversary, 20th church anniversary and pastor anniversary. And so I reserved a room at a New Hampton hotel. So I checked into Hampton, but I came in early, about 12 noon, before, you know, rooms were always ready. And so I was I'm a Hilton Rewards member. The person saw that and I got some favor. And she gave me an upgrade and transferred me to a king suite. I got transferred, amen. From my average room to a superior room. Walked in that room, I was just smiling, I was just grinning in there. Look, this, it was just so nice. A desk over here, bed over there, two TVs, everything. I was like, oh my goodness. Walk in, closet, and all this kind of stuff. But Pat wasn't with me, you know, I'm there by myself, had it for nothing, you know. When I'm very modest when I travel. I can stay in Motel 6 and all that by myself, you know. I've been to Africa 6 times, you know what I'm saying? I'm not that guy who got to have everything just right. But it's so good to get a transfer. An upgrade. Yeah, yeah. So the Bible says we've been transferred into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. And so now we have an upgrade that you can't imagine how good it is. The kingdom of God is the best upgrade anybody can ever have. And not just that, but he said we've been upgraded. He said we've been transferred into not just the kingdom, but the kingdom of the Son of his love. That's a powerful word, isn't it? That is, the love of God, you know, is the motivation for everything God does. And we're in the very kingdom that's been built and developed by the God who loved us through his Son, Jesus Christ. I mean, we're not just in a nice place. We have the best care. We got the best oversight, the best comfort. Come on, somebody. We're in the kingdom of the Son of his love. So these are things that I want us to get a hold of. And, well, no, here it is. You already have it. No, I'm going to say it different. You already have a hold of it. We need to recognize it. We need to act like we have it.
Amen.
We need to live like we're we receive these things. And the best way for you to know and others to know you're living in this thing is to give God some thanks, to be thankful. Because listen, y'all, when we're complaining and people see us complaining, hear us complaining, they're not sure where we're from. We should be people who are living in so much joy and so much peace. Nobody want to hear from us in terms of drama. Ain't no drama. Now, you want some peace in your life, you want to get some joy and some deliverance, I can talk to you. But I can't see no TV show based around people just walking in peace and being thankful. Because the media is designed to stir up junk. The whole thing of media and entertainment is an antagonist over here, a protagonist over there, create some conflict. Last four points. First of all, four keys about this transfer we have experienced into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. First of all, is a transference from darkness to light. He said that. I mean, without God, men grope and stumble like they're walking in the dark. It's exactly what it looks like. It's exactly what it is. Second, there's a transference from slavery to freedom. Jesus Christ has delivered us, made us free. We're liberated because of him. Number four is it is a transference from condemnation to forgiveness. This is a very important one because some people live under condemnation, which is the feeling that I've done something wrong, there's something wrong with me, and folk can reinforce that sometime with you, make you feel bad, when in fact you've done nothing wrong. And in fact, listen, never apologize if you've done nothing wrong. Even to help people, don't even help them like that. Because it's not your problem that somebody thinks you're wrong, you're not wrong, you know. They got to understand that condemnation doesn't belong to believers in Christ. Now, if we sin and mess up, we can correct that. But there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. So we've been transferred from condemnation to forgiveness. We are no longer condemned. We have been made righteous. And number four, it is a transference from the power of Satan to the power of God. And Satan does have some power, but only to those who don't have Jesus and know who they are. So finally, let me give the scripture from Psalm 89, verse 15. In fact, if you can, read with me, please. It says, "Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted." Amen. Let's stand up and make that joyful sound. Come on, amen. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We, Lord, are appreciative. We say, Lord, thank you for all you've done, for rescuing us, for transferring us, for bringing us out of darkness into the light, Lord, from the power of Satan to the power of God. Thank you, Father God, we have been delivered from slavery to freedom, from condemnation, Lord, to forgiveness. Lord, we thank you for the inheritance and for the light and for everything, Lord, you've given us, for everything you are, for all that we are in you. We thank you, Lord God. We can make that joyful sound.